This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by the City of Pella, Precision Pulley and Idler, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Pella Corporation, and Dr. Kurt Vanderplu. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Midwest One Insurance Services, Merle Norman, Don's Heating and Cooling, Verduft Agency, and Boats Home Furnishings. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back. Back to school. What's a day like in the life of a school resource police officer? And what do elementary and middle school kids think about his presence? In the fifth part of a five-part program, let's go in-depth with Officer Kenny Hux with the Knoxville Police Department.
This is West Elementary.
And what are we going to do here?
We're going to be welcoming some kids in for the morning. There's some teachers out here, too, that are welcoming some. There's one of our little characters here. He won't go in until I say hi to him. How we doing, buddy? You going to have a good day today? Yeah?
Nodding.
Yeah, he's going to have a good year. Right?
What's your name, young man?
Ryan.
You want to be on the radio? Great. Why do you want to talk to Officer Hux every morning?
Because maybe he could catch a robber this year and, well, yeah, stuff like that.
He's a good guy, huh? Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
All right, get in there. Bell's going to ring, buddy.
Morning, guys.
Linda, right over here, the principal. She's out here welcoming to in the morning. How are you? Morning, ma'am.
Morning, Officer Hux.
Brought along a, we wanted to kind of see how things are going.
Huh? Well, I think things are going very well so far this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mrs. Abbott.
Absolutely.
Now we just kind of get them motivated and in. So, morning. Hey, buddy. These kids are, if you don't have a smile on your face seeing these kids get out of these cars in the morning, excited to come to school. Are you ready to come in? Yeah, good. Lots of smiles. Lots of smiles. There's our first bell. Now don't all you guys be shy this morning just because there's...
She's not shy. She likes
my guys. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of one-on-ones out here that will pick up their students as the parents drop them off and take them directly into their classes. That's why you see some of the extra ones that are out here each morning. But mostly it's just... We try to keep the flow going so there's no issues here.
It's pretty busy. Wow.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and we, you know, it was 10 minutes later than we normally I get here. So right now we'll start getting that mad scramble of the last ones coming. Hey, Smiley. Are you good? Hey, sweetie. How are you? How's your morning?
How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Sky.
You like Officer Hux?
Yes.
Not okay. Good hug there.
All right, sweetie. Get in there. Bell ring. First bell ring, okay? And, of course, there's a lot of the parents that I end up knowing that are showing up in the morning, so. Are you smiling today? Eli?
Morning.
Eli? You want to be on the radio?
He's too focused on school.
No, he's too focused on school this morning.
He's going to be a smart kid.
Yeah.
Put that on the radio.
Hey, girls. How are we?
Good.
Careful when you go in, Slick, okay? It's wet. Careful. Flip-flop runner.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pella Precast Products, Skuring and Utermarkt, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Pella Regional Health Center, and Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales, Shackley Marketing. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Celebrate Community Church, Twin Cedar Schools, Marion County Auto Body, Creative Landscaping, Medicap Pharmacy, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
I continued my conversation with Officer Kenny Hucks.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bringing the hat or no? Okay. There you go, sweetie. You're ready for the rain. Morning, sweetie.
Get lots of smiles and waves.
Yeah, we try to get them. Here's one of my shy ones here coming here. He's just a smiler.
Good morning.
Are you just smiling today?
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Mikey.
It's good to see him in the morning. Hey.
Uniforms.
It's amazing when we talked last year about me coming into the parents that I know most of the parents. And now they're having children, so it's pretty...
Good morning.
It's funny to see. Morning, buddy. Yeah, I know. We're almost awake.
It's pretty sweet.
And this is your second year. It seems to be going well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids have really gotten used to me being here and expecting me to see here. We'll pick one school and try to do this in the morning, and then we'll go into each school as we go. But it's good for the parents and, you know, people driving by to see us out here also. Morning, buddy. Careful.
It's hard to stop them running, huh? They just
They're just excited to be here, and some of them know that what time the bell is going to go, and if they're running late, you know, they give them a little bit of leeway here with the age, but teaching that responsibility, too. How you doing, buddy? Good.
Starting to thin out a little
morning.
Bit.
Garrett.
Yeah, it'll start.
Happy to see you.
This is like the quietest you've been every morning.
Oh, should I be louder?
Yeah. I'm used to...
Good morning!
Good morning, Beth.
I'm used to her helping me with the guide. She pretty much runs the traffic here in the morning, so...
Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Yeah.
Smiling. Did you get a new freckle overnight?
Good.
I think you did. Careful.
Morning, Evan.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, you?
Good.
Growing so fast.
I know. I don't know what happened to the time. Everybody told me it happened.
Morning, sweetie.
Madison.
How are you? Good.
And so do you go to the same places every morning?
No, absolutely not. You know, just... In the early morning, we try to do school traffic all the way around, and then I'll pick one school. It's usually one of the two elementaries, maybe the middle school, sometimes the backside of the high school, and I just, they don't know that where I'm going to be each morning, and I try to share that time with all of them. Come on, buddy. You ready? First bell rang, okay? All right, buddy.
So what's your purpose here?
You know, the safety. First thing, safety. You know, these parking lots, I don't know, a lot of parents in these schools know that. Sweetie, that, you know, that's a lot of traffic, you know, especially with West Elementary, North Elementary, middle school. You know, there's a lot of traffic, people trying to get to work and the kids trying to get here, and it's all, we're trying to get here safe. And don't forget your backpack. Holy cow, you brought a lot of stuff. First bell rang, sweetie. Okay. So we just try to, you know, and I like greeting the kids in the morning, which is... Get them to smile, you know. Like Monday mornings are just the same for a 6 and 8 year old as it is for us when we get older.
Well, I'm sure you have different goals at each school.
Absolutely. I mean, at this age, it's just, you know, I want them to just introduce ourselves. How you doing, sweetie?
Good.
Good. You know, I want them to be comfortable around me and know that we're here for them.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Cushman Construction, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Kevin Wadley CPA, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Raceway, E.J. McKeever Clinic and Melcher, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, and Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Officer Kenny Hucks.
You can say this is ground central here, and they're busy this time in the morning, so we usually try to get out of here. If there's no issues, we'll go and start seeing the kids. So.
And so you asked, is anything going on? What did that, I mean?
We have any issues. If there's any issues, anything happen overnight, any problems with students in the morning, any traffic issues, you know, parents get upset with the parking lots or anything like that, they'll let me know if anything's going on or if there's a student that I need to talk to. Or I do a lot of mentoring with these younger kids, too, so... They kind of understand that if there's an issue, they wait, and I'll be in to see them. Today, for example, the principal's gone on a meeting today for the school, so they let me know if there's any issues right away, and I'm here. Right now,
these are the second through fifth graders.
This is second through fifth grader. Right now, we're in our fourth grade wing, so I'll just come to the door. As you can see, the kids are already starting to look, and I'll get my morning waves and smiles. I try to do it when, you know, I know they're not testing or anything else, so it doesn't disturb the schools. See, some of them are already starting their work day, so.
Olivia!
They just know when they look over and they see me that I'm here. Sometimes they'll come up and say, hey, I needed to talk to you about something, even at this age.
What might they talk with you about?
Well, issues, if they're having problems on the playground, sometimes they're not. They don't, you know, I tell them to talk to their teacher first, talk to the principal first, but sometimes they want to tell me about it, and it's usually something I can just handle, saying, hey, you know, you guys are friends, make the good choice, and it's usually easily fixed.
So, Officer Hucks, you love this, don't you?
Absolutely love it. Waited all summer to see my kids again. So, it's, yeah, at first, you know, you're not sure how exactly it's going to go, how you're going to be received, and there were some challenges and some of that. Because it's intimidating to some people that, you know, a uniformed armed officer in school. You know, what does it come to? A lot of people say, does it really came to that? Well, we're trying to stand above the curve, making sure it never comes to that in our community. And along the line, building these relationships is priceless. Like I told you before, it's an investment with these kids. Because, you know, I'm already seeing the kids that graduated last year. You know, and I'll see them out and about in public. And they're still calling me Officer Hucks. And whether they're in the uniform or not, and they remember, you know, the classes that they took, or if they had an issue that I helped them with, or even if they got in trouble, you treat them fair, treat them like adults, you know, when they get to that high school age, then they remember that. And it leaves a lasting mark, or I like to hope it leaves a lasting positive mark on them as they become citizens. And that's basically what we're trying to do in the whole schools, you know, get their education, become a member of society that's doing their part. And I think we're heading that direction.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Lucas County Health Center, Klein's Quick Time and Towing, Knoxville Fire and Rescue and Police, Pizza Hut, Hewitt Service Center, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, 3M, and Lauterbach Buick and GMC. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norris Asphalt and Paving Company, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Knoxville Library, Iowa Health Homes Carpet Cleaning, Great Western Bank, iHealth Solutions, Gata Enterprises, and the Knoxville Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Officer Kenny Hucks.
Dakota, you'd be an excellent candidate to be on the radio.
Oh my gosh, I think that sounds amazing, Dakota.
What do you think, buddy?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay.
Do you know Dr. Bob?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I saw you at the track the other night.
That's exciting, isn't it?
I was in between lanes, not before the car, after the car for doing some travels, and after,
You can come out here, Alexis.
Guess who he's following around today?
Who?
Me.
Uh-oh.
He's been pretty good.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yes.
How exciting.
That is so exciting.
So what do you think about Officer Hucks?
So he's not staring at me.
He's really nice, and he's a good cop, and he picks his daughter up in the cop car, and he's really nice.
Okay, thank you. Did you girls want to say something? Do you like Officer Hucks being in the classroom, in the hallways?
Yes.
What's your name?
Alexis Osborne.
Alexis, and your name is?
My name's April.
Okay, and so how does it make you feel when you see Officer Hucks?
I like him.
It makes me feel safe because he makes sure that there's no bullying going on in the schools.
All right, well, great. Well, thank you all. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Maddie. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know Officer Hucks?
Yes.
What do you think about Officer Hucks being in the schools?
He's pretty nice, and it's just good for him to check up on us.
Yeah, good for you, too?
Yeah.
Do you feel safer?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say about Officer Hucks?
He's just a wonderful guy.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Katie Davis's room is the room I come in quite a bit in the mornings. Lollygagger.
I bet he doesn't know what a lollygagger is.
Sure he does. Oop, I can hear the guitar already. Their Pledge of Allegiance in here is to music.
Right hand over the heart. Hey, guys, Officer Hucks. What's going on? We're about to do the pledge.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, right hand over your heart, facing the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She always incorporates the music with the class. Kids love this teacher, so as you can tell, it's an exciting classroom. What better way to get the kids motivated in the morning, get them up and singing? Turns their brains on, they love it.
KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.